You want to make a portion of the circle and just have the diameter of the circle to be four tefachim. If you want the diameter, stand straight down the middle of the circle, and straight across the middle should only be four tefachim, then you're right. The circumference all around only has to be 12. But we need more than that. We have to get a square box inside here of 4x4. We don't just want the diameter to be 4. We want a square box of 4x4. So you have to have a much bigger circle then. Rehani mili bigula. That's a stump to make a circle. Avo biribua. But if you want to make a square inside the circle, we're doing here. Here we have a squared window. Now, how do we get to make sure the window is big enough? It has to be that a square of 4x4 tefachim fit into this circle. So binyan tefei, you have to have a bigger circle. Good, so the marbe michti, how big does it have to be? Kama meruba yeser al igel. How much is a square bigger than a circle? We have before. How much is a square bigger than a circle? Mar revia, it's 1/4. It's 1/4 more. Square is 1/4 more than a circle. Now look at the picture in Tosfos here. If you have the outer picture is a box, and the inner side is a circle, the box is 1/4 more than the circle. There's just 16 then. Put on another 1/4, another 4, 12 and 4, 16. So the Gemara, Hani mili igula dinofik migaribua. That's true if you have the circle inside the square. Like face picture here. If you have a square on the outside, and then a circle on the inside it, we'll say the square is 1/4 more than the circle. Avaribua dinofik migaribua. But what we want to make here is the middle picture of this Tosfos picture. We want to get that you have the circle going around, and you have to have a box inside the circle. Like we have a circled window, and we want to make sure that the box of 4x4 could fit inside the circle. So, Vazoi, Rabbi Rivua, the Nothic Migoyigula, if you want to have a square to go inside a circle, Binin's Fei, then you have to have a little bit more. My timer, Mishomusha, the Karnasa, because you have the points of the square. But since you have the points of the square, like inside the circle, that's what a circle has to be a little bit wider, a little bit bigger. Good, so it has to be bigger. This is the maskana though. But nichti, we have a klal. Kol amto v'ribua amto trei chumsha v'yalachsunay. Anytime you have a square, when you have a square, how much is the alachsan, how much is the diagonal more than the side itself? Anytime you have a square, to get the diagonal, it's always 1 × 3/5. In other words, if a square, let's say, is 1 tefach by 1 tefach, the diagonal straight across, which by a circle, which will become the diameter, how much is the diameter? Then it's going to be 1 3/5. So now good. So we're saying now the square now is 4x4. So you have to times 4 × 3/5, and that's when we're going to get the diameter. That's how we'll know the diagonal of the square here is going to be the diameter of the circle. So if you have a square that's 4x4, so the diagonal now comes out to be 5 3/5. So now 5 3/5, that's what the diameter is. So if you times the diameter by 3, that's how you get the circumference. So 3 × 5 3/5 comes out to 16 4/5. So check the Gemara, see inside. Michti, kama amto bribua. Amto utre chumshe bilasuna. Call amto. Whenever you have an amma, that ribua, a square amma, an amma by an amma, is tre chumshe bilasuna. There's an extra 2/5 to the diagonal. Of the zoi, the diagonal now will make the diameter of the circle, and you have to times that by 3. So 5 × 3/5 is the shifser, is 17 noche chumshe, which is 16 3/4. So that's what you should have to have. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? The diameter of the circumference of the circle has to be 24 tefachim. Lamaisa, all should have to be is just 16 3/4. 16 4/5. If you have 16 4/5, that's enough. 16 4/5. Since the diameter of the square, the diameter of the square here is just 5 3/5. So you have to times that by 3 to get the circumference. 16 4/5 should be enough. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say you need 24 tefach in the circumference? What do you need such a big circle for? To get a square inside this circle, it's enough if the circle is around 16 4/5. Then you get a square 4x4 inside. And if the Gemara ain't a chanami, the locha, that's what it is, taka. The locha is enough to have 17 − 1/5. Nor Rabbi Yochanan nomar ki dina de kisri. Rabbi Yochanan is saying his sheet according to the dina of kisri, name of a place. V'yamrilo, and some say k'rabbonin the Kisri, like the rabbonin the Kisri. The yamri that they say, igula migurivua. If you have a square inside a circle inside a square, or else ribua is a quarter, and ribua migo igula. If you want to put a square inside a circle, there's no palga. You have to add another half to it. You have to add a half of it. In other words, if the square itself is 4x4, the square itself we want to have now 4x4 is 16. Half the 16 is 8. So to get a circle around this is 16 and 8 is 24. That's how you get 24. Because they hold that the square is 16. Now to get a circle around it, you have to add another half of the 16, which is 8. So 8 and 16 is 24. That's why Rabbi Yochanan gets 24. So Taiz asks, even though Lamaisa Rechush, the way we see it, doesn't work out this way, so this is Shver, what's trying to dine in the Kisroi? Why do they say the Shita? Lamaisa doesn't work out. Lamaisa, the way we know it, all you have to have is just 16 and 4/5, you'll be able to get a circumference of 16 and 4/5, you'll be able to get a diameter then of 5 3/4, and that will make a square of 4x4. I think the Rizbor wants to say they also didn't mean a dine in the Kisroi, they only said Beloshim Guzma, they said it. A kovah avisu shvelich. What's shan dine kaisri? But the ma'aser we talk hold that in order to get a square of 4x4 inside a circle, it's enough if the circumference of the circle around is only 16 4/5. Right. Pochus midal dal dal. It's no good. If the window is less than 4x4 tvachim, that's not called enough of a space to go through. Amar Rav Nachman loishana vela chaloin shebein beis chateres. Only if there's only a window in the wall. Let's say you have two houses, and you want to make an Erev in order to be carried from your house into your neighbor's house. And all you have is a window between you and your neighbor. Then he says, "Afilu l'malo mi'asara nami." You should know by your house, even though the window is 10 tefachim high, like here, on top of the wall, you have a window from this house to the next house, still is good. If they wanted, they can make separate Erevs. And Marvin Echad, they can make one Erev if they want to. I lechura, my time away. Since there's a wall here of Yitzvachim going up, that's the mechitza that divides these two houses. You can't make an Erev together. What do I care if they have a chalon on top there? But there's a mechitza before the chalon. Before the top window, you have a mechitza, Yitzvachim, that divides up the two apartments. And there it says, Besa commanda mal yadami. In a house, we always say this svara, it's seated like it's filled up. So the house, up until the window, we can see as if the ground of the house, mamish comes up to where the window is. So like the mamish can walk straight across from my apartment into your apartment. There's a svara inside the house, it's called Kamanda Mal Yadami. It's like filled up. We had this svara once before about Klutu Kamishun Chadami. If you throw through a house, since the house is like filled up, it's for sure considered like it rested in the house. So that's the chilik between a house and a chotzer. And a chotzer is not like filled up. And a house is considered like it's filled up, as if the ground of the house comes all the way up. Eisvei Rabbi Rav Nachman, have a kash on you. Is a din, echad li chaloin shebein beis chateris, v'yechad li chaloin shebein beis batin, v'yechad li chaloin shebein beis aliyas, whether you have an attic, upstairs and downstairs, if you have a window in between, v'yechad li chaloin shebein beis gagim, between two roofs, v'yechad li chaloin shebein beis chadorim, between two rooms. Kulon, what's the cloud all these, if you want to make an Erev together, dal 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 b'teich asara. You need these two tenoyim. The window has to at least be dalat tefachim and dalat tefachim, and it has to be within your tefachim off the ground, even though it's inside the house. And the Gemara Tigmar Chaseris, it only means on the chotzer, it has to be within your tefachim. For the Gemara Vo Echad Likatoni, Mashmah both of them, Tigmar Dalat by Dalat, that whether you're in a house or whether you're in a chotzer, it has to at least be dalat by dalat, that's true. But in a house, even though the window is higher than your tefachim, on top, still is good. And that's the way we hold halacha, that a house is considered command the mal yadami, and even though it's higher than you tefachim, but as long as that window is dollar by dollar, it's kosher. Boyimnei Rav Abram Rav Nachman, lulap suach min bayis laliyah. You have an attic, an upstairs apartment, a downstairs apartment, and the mal you have a window to climb up, climb through there. Is sarach sulam kavuya latiru, or ain't sarach sulam kavuya latiru? Now how do you climb up from my apartment to the upstairs? They didn't have fancy stairways then. You had to push the ladder. So I take the ladder and climb upstairs. So when I want to make an Erev now to look as if we're both together, maybe I have to have a ladder kavua that's always there. That's cool, we look like one. But let's say it's a ladder that I take down and put up again, maybe that's no good. He'll say, Ki Yarmina, base the commander, Mal Yadami, Hanamilu Minatsana, it's only from the side. I will be emsaloi. But to say mamish in the middle of the house, to look as if the ground comes straight up to the middle of the roof, to say like I can walk straight upstairs, maybe they don't say that. I do Malaysia, there's no difference. And a house, even in the middle of the house, we consider as if the ground of the house comes up to the roof. So since you have a chloin in the roof, you don't need a ladder, because we can look as if you could climb straight and walk straight up there. Omalay ain't tzarich, enachlam, you don't need a ladder kavua. Is sovim, and he thought, sulam kavuhu the ain't tzarich. Good, I don't need a permanent ladder there. Ava sulam are tzarich, but you have to have a ladder on hand. In case I want to get up there, I have to have some means to get up there. Itma Rav Yosef Amin Yomine, Rav Nachman, Echad Sulam Kavua, V'Echad Sulam Arai. Ain't it Sarach? You don't need neither of them. Even though there's no ladder in the house. But the Maisa, since there's a window in the roof, that we still consider as if the floor of the house, Mamas Klums, comes up to the roof, and as if you could walk straight in there. So you're allowed to make an Aruvah Chatzerish, you're allowed to make an Erev to carry from your apartment to your neighbor's apartment upstairs, even though there's no ladder in the house. But still you have this svarim, that they says command the Mayadomi inside a house, since it's enclosed by four mechitas all over, up and down, it's sort of like it's filled up. So Mela, any place you are in the room, it looks like you're standing there. You could be standing on the roof also. We look as if you're standing on the roof, and you can walk straight into his apartment. So even though without any ladder, still it's kosher. Alright, we'll stop here. Here, holding by the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Yeah, Koisel. If you have a wall, Koisel Shebein Beis Chatzeres. You have a wall in between two chatzers. Gevoya Atzorah. The wall is 10 tefachim high, so it's called the good mechitza. V'roichav Abo. Now the thickness of the wall is almost 4 tefachim thick. Even though usually we don't care how thick a wall is. Yes, a wall can be mamash or mashu, it's also called wall, as long as it's yud tefachim high, and it goes through the whole chatzur. We'll see in the Sefer Chiddush, that if the wall on top is rochev wide, four tefachim, it has a separate halacha. Is halacha ma'arvin shnayim vein ma'arvin echad. It's negay to us though, it's called two separate chatzurs, because since there's a wall in between, they can't make an erev chatzera together, because there's no pesach, no entrance, from one chatzah to the next chatzah. Therefore, since there's a mechitza here, they're not allowed to throw something over the mechitza from one chatzah to another chatzah. There's no way to make an Erev Chatzeres, because each chatzah can make their own Erev Chatzeres. They'll carry out from their houses into their chatzah, and the other chatzah, their own. But they can't do it together, since there's a wall dividing the two. Now, Hoya Bereishai Peres, this is what's Nageya. Let's say on top of the wall, there were Peres. On top of this mechitza, they add some fruit. Is elu oilin mikan v'oichlin? This chatzar on the right has the right to climb up to eat the fruit. V'elu oilin mikan, and the people on the left chatzar could climb up on top of this wall and eat the pears on top of the wall. V'oichlin, and they could eat it there. O belvado shlo yeridu lamatan, but they're not allowed to take down the pears to the ground, to the floor. And the pshat is that since this wall is wide, four tefachim, and it's high, yutfachim, it's called Rishus Yachid. It's called like a Rishus by itself. So whenever you have a wall that's so thick, four tefachim thick, and ten tefachim high, it's its own Rishus Yachid. Therefore, to carry from this Rishus Yachid into the chatzar, it's asr. Just like you're not allowed to carry from a house into a chatzar without an Aruv Chatzeris, here also, these two chatzarim do not have an Erev together, since there's a mechitza dividing the two of them. So if you have some peris on top of this wall, it's like in the Rishus by itself, it's in its own Rishus Yochid. And you're not allowed to carry the peris from this Rishus Yochid down into the Chotzer, or from the Chotzer up to the wall. Just on the wall itself, if the peris are there already, you're allowed to eat the peris there. Now, Lalocha, this stuff is talking about, we always hold that in a Chotzer, you're allowed to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, kelim that was shavas in the Chotzer itself. The only time you can carry from one chotzer to another chotzer is something coming out of your house. Like something started out in your house at the beginning of Shabbos, just like you can't carry it out from your house into the chotzer, if somebody took it out into the chotzer, you can't carry it from one chotzer to another chotzer. So these peris somehow are talking about, you have to say, or at least maybe they're not lalocha, this Mishnah. But halacha would only be nageya this halacha if those peris at the beginning of Shabbos started out in somebody's house. And now by mistake, somebody took them and put them out on top of this wall. So these peris now are not allowed to be taken down into each chatzar. Because it doesn't have an Erev Chatzeris. You can't carry like from one Rishus to another Rishus. Because the Avadra on top of the wall itself is not like Mamash of Beis Dira. Nobody lives there. So we hold like Reb Shimon, that Echad Gargas, Echad Kafifas, Echad Chatzeris, our Rishus Achasein, that means something in one Chatzer, you're allowed to carry it into another Chatzer. So Pshita here, if you have these Peris on top of the wall, you're allowed to carry them down into the Chatzer. So the Chura, Lahaloch, would only be Nageya if these Peris started out at the beginning of Shabbos in a house. So they're in a house, you're not allowed to carry it now from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. Who are then, if this wall has a Din Rishus Yochid on it, on top, you can't carry it down into the Chatzer. What about the Mishnah? Nifritza ha-koisel. Let's say there became a pirza. There became a hole in the wall. Is ad ester amos? If the Pesach is only 10 amos wide, then the loch is marvin shnayim. They're allowed to make an Erev separately. The yimrotzo marvin echad. If they want to, they can make an Erev together, these two chaseris. Mifneshu ka-pesach. Because there's a Pesach, there's an open between the two of them. Even though there was a wall, but now there's a hole, a breakthrough in the wall. And once the breakthrough is more than 4 tefachim wide, that's called the Shir of a Pesach. Seir Pshitam, if it's 10 tefachim wide, Avad was called a Pesach. So therefore, if they want to, these two chaserim, they could make an Erev chaseris together, to make it like one, to carry one to the other. Or if they want to, they can make it separately. Why? Because there is a mechitza there. Even though the pirtz of the hole is 10 amis, 10 amis doesn't break a mechitza. Doesn't break it. Marshenken, yes, mikan. Let's say the hole, the wall broke down, the width, it's wide, more than 10 amis. That's always the halacha. If you have a pirtz in a wall more than 10 amis wide, it breaks the whole din mechitza. So it's as if there's no mechitza between these two chaserim. So they're open one to the other. Therefore, the din is ma'arv and echad. They're only allowed to make one erev together, because it's like one big chaser. The ain ma'arv and shnayim. But here, they cannot make two separate erev chaseris, because each chaser is not called a chaser by itself. Since the wall in between has a pirza that's more than 10 amos wide, a 10 amos wide always breaks up the mechitza. So if you have a chaser, no mechitza in between, it's like one big chaser. So they can make one erev chaser, so everybody puts the path together, it's good. If not, they can make separate ones. That's the din of the Mishnah. Zotzi Gemara. Ein boi arvo mai. What's going to be the loch? The Mishnah starts off, we have this wall in between the two chaserim, that 10 tefachim high, that's good. But it also says it's 4 tefachim wide. Now, Shaz, what does it have to be so wide for? The Mishnah, ein boi arvo mai. What's going to be if this wall is not so thick? It's not just a thick wall to have 4 tefachim there. What's going to be? Let's say it's less than 4 tefachim. Then Omar Rav says then, Avir Shtei Rishuyah Shaletis Boy. You know, on top of the wall, both Rishuyahs are Shalit on this Avir, on the top of the wall. Therefore, he goes to Chumra Rav to say, Lo Yozis Boy Afilu Molonema. If you have some fruits, something on top of the wall, you should know you're not allowed to carry it an inch. Not even an inch. You can't carry it. So Drashi, Avir Beis Rishuyah Shaletis Boy. Kivon Deloy Choshev Lomehevi Rishus. Since it's not 4 tefachim wide, so on top of the wall, really it should be a Mokam Ptur. But it's not a Rishus HaYochid, because it's not 4 tefachim wide. So it's not Choshev to be its own Rishus. Therefore, Rav holds the Svaris, Botel Lagarbi Tevayim. The top of the wall is like Botel to both sides, both Chaserim. Where Rishus Beis HaChaser Shletis Boy. It's as if both Chotzes have a right to use the top of this wall. Therefore, the Oisrim Zeal Zeh. Each Chotzer makes it also for the other Chotzer to move it even an inch. Even on top of the wall itself, not to carry the Peres down into the Chotzer. On top of the wall itself, since both Rishuyas like have a right to use it, it's bottled to both of them, it's not a Choshev or Rishus by itself. It's less than 4 Tefachim wide. It's like nothing. Rav holds you go to Chumra. That's Rav's din. Halacha we hold like Rabbi Yechonon though. Rabbi Yechonon